What's going on? Y'all know who it is, Alex B. And today we're going to talk about the foundation. You know, a lot of people mess up, and I'm going to give y'all some real life examples of how I messed up and where I'm at now to make it better, how I fixed the problem. So let's talk about building your team, right? A lot of people, what we like to do is we like to pick our friends, our family, and things like that, right? But the problem with building friends and family, they may not be the best fit for your business. So how do you know who's the best fit and who's not the best fit? Right? That's a real life question. So that's something you're going to have to figure out when you're building your team. You know, and you can't let emotions or guilt get in the way of you building your team. How? You need your team to be in order to be successful. So what do I mean by that? Okay. When I first started in the entrepreneurship, we started a security company, right? The security company, we started out with five friends. You know, what ended up happening was some people didn't want to work as hard as other people. You know, some people had more time. Some people lost faith. Some people... family got in the way. So ultimately, the team ended up being two people. We started out with five. We ended up with two. Eventually, we shut it down. So what actually went wrong? Well, what went wrong was we tried to put all our friends in there without actually seeing where they fit in on the team. You know, like I said earlier, some people didn't want to work as hard. You know, some people have more time. They could have went out there, did a lot more marketing and advertising for us. We probably could have grew. But they wasn't built like that. And we was trying to force them into doing something that isn't in them. You know what I'm saying? So one thing I say about people is it's either in you or it's not in you. You know, when I used to run around doing my little street stuff, they used to say it's either in you or it's not in you. You're not just going to wake up one day and boom, all of a sudden you're this super amazing, great at whatever it is. You know, it's either in you, you want to do it, or it's not in you, you don't want to do it. So when you're looking at building your team, you got to find the people that want to do it that fit your needs. Okay, let's go a little bit further down. Then you have people with family problems. You know what I'm saying? Maybe their spouse or their family members don't want them doing the business. That's going to mess with their mental. So they're not going to be all the way in like the rest of your team would be all the way in. So you got to take that into consideration. You know, then you got people that's going to lose faith. You know, some people need to see it before they actually go out and do it. And if they can't see it or you can't show it to them in a certain amount of time, then they don't want to join the team. And it's crazy because a lot of people are like this. But one thing you're going to find out in this on this journey is that you have to believe it before you actually see it. Or another way to put it, you have to see it in your head before it actually manifests into reality. You see what I'm saying? So these are things that you're going to have to look at. So now when I build a team, what am I looking at? First, I want to look at the type of business that I'm building. For example, if I'm building a fitness business, I'm not going to go to the guy that doesn't work out, that doesn't do any type of fitness. Yeah, he may have some great ideas to stand the third, but he doesn't actually do fitness. So I wouldn't want that type of person to represent the business. You see what I'm saying? So, but at the same time, if that person was good at, let's say, taxes, you know, boom, okay, I need you to work on these taxes for me. You know, if this guy is good at back office, okay, boom, I need you to work at the dude back office. You see, but as far as actually out there trying to work out, fitness, promoting the brand, this, that, and third, I wouldn't force that person to do that. That was a mistake that we made in the beginning. We was forcing people into roles that they weren't comfortable with. You know, so I can't emphasize enough, leave the emotions out of it. Don't get guilt tripped into doing something that's not going to be beneficial for the business. So a lot of times when I get on these teams, a lot of people put me in charge. And the reason why they put me in charge is because I understand the concept is not personal. It's just business. After we're done doing business, we can go back to being friends. But while we're doing business, it's business. Period. All that friend stuff goes out the window. So if you don't get selected for, if I don't select a person for a team, they're just not a good fit for this team. You know? Another example. I had a guy, one of my partners called me. He was like, man, we have very limited information. These people asked us for $1,000 just to do a setup. And we did the setup. He said, if I would have went to anybody else, they would have said no. Because they would have needed more information. You see? So he understands with me, I'm willing to take that chance in order to help, in order to, what's the words I'm looking for? Make this business work or grow. And the same thing with him. I'm willing to work. I'm willing to do business with him because I know he's going to work hard. He's going to go get it. So him on the team is an asset. Me on his team is an asset. You know, we're not over here just taking, trying to reap these rewards without putting in the work first. So you know what? I don't want to be a dead horse too much, but y'all get the gist. So here's my list of things that I'm looking for to sum this up. One, does this person even want to do it? Two, how is their work ethic? Three, can they self-motivate themselves? Four, are they willing to take risk? And five, can they take the emotion out of the business aspect? Wait, one more, two. Six, how loyal are they? Are they just here to steal the information and go somewhere else? Or are they here to actually help grow this business? So those are the qualities that I'm looking for in a person, you know? And then from there, I can look at what their talents are, their skills are, and put them in the right place to help to make this business grow. But anyways, let me get up out of here. I'll see y'all on the next one.